迎收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台的艺术新语栏目，我是今天的主播文心。今天呢，我们邀请到了白兔画廊的助理策展人严梦玉，向我们来介绍白兔画廊现在正在展览的展览《同志柔情》。那么，严梦玉，你好。
你好 ，Hi， nice to meet you。Thank you so much for having me on the show。
首先，您能不能向我们介绍一下白兔画廊？
Yeah, so White Rabbit Gallery was opened by Judith Nielsen in 2009 to showcase her private collection of Chinese contemporary art. So at the moment in the collection, we have nearly 4,000 artworks by over 800 artists. So it's a huge collection. The gallery itself spans across four floors of exhibition space. And Judith has generously envisioned this gallery as a place where she can share her collection with the public and make Chinese contemporary art accessible to an audience which perhaps wouldn't have had the chance to experience it otherwise. So we have two exhibitions per year curated by our incredible in-house curator, David Williams, and it's completely free to enter. So yeah, come in and check it out.
白兔画廊由朱迪斯·尼尔森于2009年创立，用来展示他的中国当代艺术私人收藏。目前馆藏中有将近4000件作品，来自800多位艺术家，这是一个庞大的收藏。画廊本身有四层展厅空间，朱迪斯慷慨地把画廊设想为一个与公众分享他收藏的地方，使中国当代艺术能够被那些原本可能没有机会接触到的人看到。我们每年会举办两场展览，由我们优秀的主管策展人大卫·威廉姆斯策划，完全免费开放，所以大家都可以来参观。那为什么选择以同志柔情作为此次展览的主题呢？您能向我们来介绍一下这个展览及其特别之处吗？
So the exhibition Tender Comrade, in English, it's our first ever queer-themed exhibition, which makes it very special. So what does queerness mean? Throughout the decades, it's had many different meanings, but for us, firstly, it's a term used to describe someone's sexuality and or gender identity. Many of the artists in this exhibition openly identify as queer in that way. Not all of them do, however, but all the artists have agreed to be part of this exhibition that views their work through a queer lens. And so here we come to this second meaning of the term queer, which is an approach. Queerness is this attitude of resistance and a practice of subverting norms. So to queer something is also about non-conformity, questioning, challenging, and transgressing, which is something that all the artists in this exhibition do. So the title of the exhibition, Tender Comrade, it refers to the Chinese term 同志, comrade, which has a very interesting history. You know, previously it was used by Sun Yat-sen to rally people to revolution. It was also used by the Communist Party as a genderless and classless term of address. But then in 1989, at a gay and lesbian film festival in Hong Kong, it was used by the film festival's curators to address the audience in this genderless way. And it has since stuck and become a term used to describe the LGBTQIA+ community in China.
展览《同志柔情》在英文中叫做 Tender Comrade， 它是我们第一次以酷儿为主题的展览，因此格外特别。那么酷儿呢，在不同年代有不同含义，但首先它是用来描述一个人的性取向或者性别身份的词语。参展的很多艺术家都公开认同自己是酷儿，但也不是所有人都如此。但是所有艺术家都同意参加这个展览，从酷儿视角来观看他们的作品，这就引出了酷儿的第二层含义，即一种方法论，酷儿是一种抵抗的态度，也是一种颠覆常规的实践。把某件事物酷儿化，意味着不循规蹈矩，质疑、挑战和越界。这正是所有参展艺术家所做的。展览的标题《同志柔情》指的是中文里的同志，这个词有着非常有趣的历史。早期它被孙中山用来号召革命，它也曾被共产党用作一种无性别、无阶级区分的称呼方式。但在1989年香港的同性恋电影节上，策展人用它来以无性别的方式称呼观众。从那以后，这个称呼流传开来，逐渐成为了中国 LGBTQ+ 群体的代名词。 那本次策展的这个策展思路和整体的叙事逻辑是怎么样的呢？然后白兔画廊的四层空间在展览中又是如何被利用的？不同的楼层或者展区呢，是否有递进的这种情绪或者主题的一个安排？
Yeah, so part of the curatorial concept, I think I've answered in my previous answer, but just to extend on that, the philosopher Michel Foucault's essay, Friendship as a Way of Life, was also a big influence on the exhibition, particularly the second part of the exhibition's title, which is about tenderness. So there is more that connects the queer community and queer people than just sex or sexuality. Queerness is also about community, connection, resistance, friendship,and tenderness. And so these are some of the concepts we try and focus on in this exhibition. So we start off on the ground floor, which contains works by Xia Han and Xiang Liang that are really meant to capture the audience's attention and draw you in. Both of them comment on gender identity and ideas around masculinity from both a male and female perspective.Then when you go up to the first floor, there are a variety of time-based media and 2D works that address the diversity of queer experience. So from modern day boy band members played by non-binary artist Sin Wai Kin to an old school drag queen in a smoky underground Beijing bar in Chiu Jong Jong's film to queer plant-loving eco-sexual works by Zheng Bo to name a few. Then on level two, the works feature installations and 2D works, which are about queer spaces and queer voices. So for example, An Duyi explores mental health through his physical installation with these mesmerizing furniture pieces made from delicately embroidered yellow silk. Samson Young's installation reflects on how marginalized voices continue to be suppressed on the global stage.And Shen Wei's beautiful photographs reflect on the connection between queer bodies and the world they inhabit. Then finally, on the last floor, on level three, we have a really powerful, but also quite confronting work, two works by Isaac Chong Wai about violence against queer and migrant Asian communities.
我在上一个回答里其实已经提到了一部分的策展概念，但可以再补充一下。哲学家米歇尔·福柯的文章《友谊作为一种生活方式》对本次展览影响很大，特别是展览标题中柔情这一部分。酷儿群体和个体之间的联系不只是性或者性取向，酷儿还涉及社群、联系、抵抗、友谊和柔情，这些就是我们在展览中尝试聚焦的一些概念。展览从一层开始，展出的是夏汉和商量的作品，旨在抓住观众的注意力，把大家带入其中。他们的作品都探讨了性别身份以及关于男性气质的概念，分别从男性和女性的视角切入。然后上到二层，会看到大量基于时间和媒介的二维作品，呈现酷儿经验的多样性。比如说有非二元艺术家单慧前扮演的现代男子偶像团体成员，有邱炯炯的电影里北京地下酒吧里的老派变装皇后，还有郑波创作的关于酷儿植物爱好与生态中心主义作品。仅举几例，再到三层，作品以装置与二维形式为主，讨论酷儿空间与酷儿声音。例如杨家辉通过实体装置探讨心理健康，他用精细刺绣的黄色丝绸制作引人注目的家居作品。杨家辉的装置作品反映了边缘化群体的声音在全球舞台上如何持续被压制。陈维的摄影作品则展示了酷儿身体与其所处世界之间的联系。最后在顶层的四层展示了两件震撼但也相当直面的作品，庄伟的两件作品探讨针对酷儿群体和亚裔移民群体的暴力问题。那在参展的作品当中，您认为哪几件最能体现出展览的精神呢？您能否分享一下这些作品背后的故事或者艺术家想要传达的一些内容呢？
Yeah, I think personally, some of the most powerful works in the exhibition are by Isaac Chong Wai on level three. So He's got two works. One is a self-portrait, which was taken the night he was violently assaulted in Berlin, and a video installation titled Falling Reversely. So both works explore the very difficult themes of violence against queer and Asian migrant communities, which sadly is something that is becoming more and more relevant in the world we're living in today. As a queer Chinese person myself, I relate very deeply to these works, you know, having experienced racism and homophobia and feeling this sense of, you know, sometimes being alone when we're faced in a situation like that. But the true meaning behind these works and what I get out of these works is actually something incredibly strong and optimistic and moving, which is the reminder that you are not alone and we are all not alone. So in the video work that he makes called Falling Reversely, the artist works with a group of dancers who, based on real CCTV footage of assaults on queer and Asian people, they recreate the movement through dance of people falling after an assault. But through the video work, this group of dancers, this community, actually catch the person who is falling. And through the editing of the video, the fall is reversed. And it shows how important community is and how healing the support of others can be after such difficult experiences. Another favorite of mine that I feel like really captures the spirit of this exhibition is on the ground floor, Shahan's work, Less is More. So he grew up playing video games since he was just 4 years old, and his practice often explores the impact of the gaming industry, which is really interesting because according to this Forbes article I read, it talks about how in 2022, the film industry generated a global revenue of about $26 billion and music generated a similar amount. But what about the gaming industry? It created more profit than both film and music combined and doubled, making about $180 billion. So his work, Less is More, looks at video games, but particularly how female characters are represented in this billion-dollar industry. And what he noticed is how sexualized the armor is for these female avatars. Absurdly, the stronger level the armor that they wear becomes, the more revealing it becomes as well, because these games are, after all, designed for male consumers. But what he discovered through creating this game, which is really fascinating, is actually that a lot of these male gamers were choosing to play as female characters in this kind of online cross-dressing. So it really shows how gender, like video games, can also be a place to play, explore, and experiment.
我个人认为本次展览中最有力量的作品之一是三楼的庄伟的作品。他展示出了两件作品，一件呢是他在柏林遭遇暴力袭击当晚拍摄的自画像，另一件是名为 Falling Reversely 的影像装置。这两件作品呢都探讨了一个非常沉重的主题，针对酷儿和亚裔移民群体的暴力。而不幸的是呢，这个主题在当今世界越来越具有现实意义。作为一个酷儿的中国人，我对这些作品感触很深，因为我自己也经历过种族歧视和恐同，有时会在那样的境遇中感到孤独。但这些作品背后的真正意义，以及我从中得到的体会，其实是一种非常强大、乐观且令人动容的力量。它提醒我们，你并不孤单，我们所有人都不孤单。在影像作品《Falling Reversely》中，他与一群舞者合作，根据真实的监控录像，其中记录了对酷儿和亚裔人士的袭击，通过舞蹈重现人们在被袭击后倒下的动作。但在视频中，这群舞者，这个社群会在倒下的人身后接住他，并通过影像的剪辑反转坠落的动作，从而展示出社群的重要性，以及在经历创伤后他人支持所能带来的治愈的力量。我另一件非常喜欢并且觉得能够很好体现展览精神的作品，是在一层展出的夏汉的少即是多。 夏汉从4岁起就开始玩电子游戏，他的创作常常探讨游戏产业的影响，这非常有意思。因为我看过一篇福布斯的文章，说到2022年全球电影产业的收入大约为260亿美元，音乐产业的收入也差不多，但游戏产业呢，它的利润比电影和音乐加起来还要多一倍，达到了1800亿美元。 所以他的作品少即是多，聚焦了电子游戏，尤其是女性角色在这个数千亿美元产业中的呈现方式。他发现女性虚拟角色的铠甲往往被高度性化，荒谬的是角色的铠甲等级越高，防护力越强，衣着反而越暴露，毕竟这些角色大多是男性消费者设计的。 但在创作这件作品时，他发现了一个非常有趣的现象，很多男性玩家实际上会选择扮演女性角色，这就像是一种网络艺装，这也表明性别就像电子游戏一样，也可以成为一个游戏探索与实验的场域。 展览也是涵盖了影像、雕塑、装置等多样的媒介，那是如何通过这些作品的并置或者来组合来营造对话与张力的呢？那是否有某些作品之间的关系特别值得观众的注意？There are
so many connections in this exhibition, so it's hard to talk about all of them, but our fantastic curator David Williams, he always designs these incredible spaces and objects on which to showcase the works and to bring them all together. So for example, on level one, there are many video works that are projected onto these custom-made round discs that are based off ancient Chinese mirrors. Each one has intricate patterns carved onto them, and one sits on a beautiful stand that almost looks like it's a priceless antique. So the pattern, the rabbit pattern that you see on these mirrors, these video works, are a reference to the Chinese rabbit god of homosexuality, Tuoshen. So there are these wonderful little details in the exhibition design that brings the works together and connects them. One pairing I personally really like is in level two. So the photographs by Shen Wei and an installation by Feng Dachi. They're both queer Chinese men who live in New York. So that's an interesting biographical connection. They also both work with photography, but in different ways. So Shen Wei's work includes beautiful landscape photographs and intimate self-portraits of him taken during his travels. And he explains that traveling is a really important part of his practice because it gives him this sense of freedom. So his works really highlight this connection between the body, the self, and the environment it inhabits. And this is very similar in a way to Feng Dachi's work, which is also about the environment. Living as a Chinese immigrant in New York hasn't always been easy for him. And we can imagine, particularly during and after the COVID-19 pandemic, how ostracized many of the Chinese diaspora felt. And Feng Dachi was no different. He was feeling very, very homesick when he made this work, which is called The Marshes. And interestingly, his hometown is Wuhan, which to many people would immediately, you know, their first thought is COVID. But to Feng Dachi, Wuhan is this place of beautiful marshland that is quickly disappearing due to rapid urban development. So these works are very different, but there are overlaps in terms of how queer bodies exist in the world, and that queerness isn't isolated from the environment it inhabits as well.
展览中有太多作品之间的联系了，很难一一说明，但我们优秀的策展人大卫·威廉姆斯总是设计出极其精彩的空间与装置，把作品巧妙地组织在一起，形成整体对话。 比如在2层有很多影像作品被投影在特制的圆盘上，这些圆盘的设计灵感来自中国古代的铜镜，每一个圆盘上都雕刻着复杂的纹样，其中有一个放置在一个精美的底座上，看起来几乎像是一件无价的古董。这些镜子上的兔子纹样以及投影影像作品都在致敬中国的同性恋守护神兔儿神。展览设计中正是通过这些精巧的细节把不同的作品 联系起来。我个人非常喜欢的一个并置出现在三层，沈伟的摄影作品与方大奇的装置作品，他们都是生活在纽约的中国酷儿男性，这是一个 有趣的传记性联系，他们都与摄影相关，但方式不同。沈伟的作品包括优美的风景照，以及他在旅行途中拍摄的亲密自画像。他解释说，旅行是他创作中非常重要的一部分，因为旅行给他带来自由感。因此，他的作品突出了身体、自我与其所处环境之间的联系。这与方大奇的作品有某种相似之处。他的作品同样是关于环境的。 作为生活在纽约的中国移民，对他来说并不容易。我们可以想象，尤其是在新冠疫情期间及之后，很多华人侨民都感到被排斥，他也不例外。方大奇创作的这件名为《沼泽地》的作品时，也感到了非常的思乡。有趣的是，他的家乡是武汉，对许多人来说，听到这个名字的第一反应呢，就是新冠疫情。但对于方大奇来说，武汉是一个拥有美丽湿地的地方，只是这些湿地正在因快速的城市发展而迅速消失。所以，两位艺术家的作品非常不同，但他们的交集呢，在于酷儿身体如何在世界中存在，以及酷儿从来不是孤立于其所处环境之外的。
那您希望观众在观看完展览之后能带走怎么样的思考或者感受呢？
Yeah, one of the beautiful things about art and what I've heard many of the artists in the collection say is that it can be experienced and interpreted in a multitude of ways. So it's really up to the audience. This is something that Judith herself really believes in too. You know, she's very intuitive when it comes to collecting works. She trusts what she feels and what she sees. And that's probably how the audience can respond to the exhibition too. You know, whatever reflections or feelings arise when you come to see the works and the exhibition are completely valid. And it doesn't matter if you're an art historian or if it's your first time in an art gallery. Yeah, so it's really up to the audience.
艺术最美妙的地方之一，也是我从许多艺术家那里听到过的，就是它可以以多种方式被体验和解读，所以这完全取决于观众，这也是朱迪斯本人非常相信的。在收藏作品时，他非常依靠直觉，他相信自己的感受和所见，这大概也是观众可以回应展览的方式。 无论观众在观看作品或展览时产生怎样的思考和感受，都是完全合理的。不管你是艺术史学家还是第一次走进美术馆的普通观众，这都没有关系。展览的意义呢，就在于观众自己去体会。白兔画廊是否有计划在未来延续类似的以社群和历史为主题相关的这么一个展览的方向呢？
Well, yeah, history is always important because the collection is situated in a very specific historical context. All the works in the collection are made from the year 2000 onward. Nothing is before that. So the works are shaped by this fact. But we can see how much the world and China has changed in these past 25 years. The majority of the artists also grew up in mainland China, but we also have artists from you know, Taiwan and Tibet and Mongolia too. So all of these communities are very important, but many of the artists also don't want to be pigeonholed into representing just one community, one group, one culture, or one idea. So the themes of each exhibition are varied and always explore something different, whether it be love, storytelling, alchemy, or play, and there's so much more to come.
当然有历史永远是重要的，因为白兔的收藏本身就处于一个非常特定的历史语境之中。馆藏中的所有作品都是2000年以后创作的，没有更早的。作品本身受到这一事实的影响，但我们能清楚看到，在过去25年里，世界与中国的巨大变化，大多数艺术家成长于中国大陆，但也有来自台湾、西藏和蒙古的艺术家，所以这些群体都很重要。但许多艺术家也不 希望自己被固定为指代表某一个社群、某一群人、某一种文化或某一个观念，因此每一届展览的主题都各不相同，总会探索新的领域。不论是爱情、叙事、炼金术，还是游戏，未来呢也会有更多值得期待的内容。 谢谢。那我感觉说呢，这个白兔画廊的这个展览也是一个非常特别的这么一个主题。然后呢，大家如果感兴趣的话，这个展览呢是已经于6月18日就开展了，会一直展览到2025年的11月9号。然后白兔画廊的开放时间呢是周三到周日的上午10点到下午的4点。所以如果大家感兴趣的话呢，也是可以去白兔画廊去参观这个展览。那么这些就是今天采访的全部内容了。那 Thank you, 严梦玉。
谢谢 ,Thank you so much.
谢谢。